Today's shir is Masech Techul and Daf Samaches. We will begin Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Samaches Amad Aleph, the new parak. Parak Behem HaMakashim. The subject of this parak is about a Ben Pekuah. If somebody shechs an animal and he finds inside the animal, an uber, and finds inside the animal a fetus, the halacha is that midaraisa, one may eat that fetus without any shechita. Because the shechita that was done on the mother, according to halacha, is sufficient for this fetus that's found inside. And that's what's known as a ben pekuah. The basis for the halacha ben pekuah is based on what it says in the pasuk kol behem mefreses parsa v'sheshas shes shtei parsas mala ger b'behem malas ger b'behem oisut tachelu. And Chazal learned from this pasuk that any animal that was found in the womb of another animal, that ois techelu, we may eat that animal. Another way of learning I saw is the Gemara is going to explain, because it says mebehema bibehema, and we say the behema that's in the behema may be eaten. The fundamental question when we speak about ben pekuah is what. And how should we understand the halacha that we just stated? Is it pshat because the shechita of the mother halachically is considered as if we shechted the uber as well? Or is there a new din that the uber that's found in the mother may be eaten without shechita? Because Torah is teaching us that an animal that's found in another animal, Torah says that even though, of course, as we've been learning very extensively, that the only time you could eat an animal if it was properly slaughtered, this is an exception to that rule. And there are many nafkaminas. One nafkamina will be, what will be the halacha as far as the milk of the ben pekuah? Is it considered like the milk of an animal that's properly slaughtered, that the halacha is, or is it not considered like a slaughtered animal? Another question is, how do we understand if the animal, if the fetus was slaughtered while it's in its mother's womb? Do we say that that is a proper act of shechita? Or do we say that the Torah is saying that you can't do shechita on an animal, on a fetus that's in its mother's womb while it's in the womb, and that won't be considered a valid act of shechita? One of the nafkaminas that I saw is, why will be the halacha if you have a pregnant para aduma? Can that animal be used for para aduma? Because the halacha is that when we shecht a para aduma, we may only shecht one animal at a time. So if the halacha ben pekuah says that the shechita of the mother is considered like we're also shechting the baby, so then that would be a disqualifying act. If, however, it's not considered a shechita of the animal inside, it's just saying that there's no requirement for shechita, then it would not be a question. What would be the halacha regarding the chel of a ben pekuah? If we look at a ben pekuah as a separate animal, just the Torah saying we don't have to shecht it, we can rely on the shechita of the mother to be considered as if it was slaughtered, so then it would be treated like any other animal, and the chel of a ben pekuah would therefore be usur. If, however, we say that a ben pekuah is a whole new independent category, then the halacha might be that even though we're not allowed to eat the chalev of a regular animal, we would be allowed to eat the chalev of a ben pekuah. And as we will be learning the sugyas that we're about to embark on, we will find different rayas that say that regarding how we should look, how the halacha tells us to look at a ben pekuah. When we continue discussing the halacha of ben pekuah, Machlokes Rechamim Rameya. Rameya's opinion is that when is the halacha of ben pekua applicable? When is the halacha ben pekua applicable? It's only in a case where the animal inside is no longer alive or it's not full term. But if the baby is already full term, then the shechita of the mother will not be sufficient. The Chum hold that doesn't make a difference. And the Chum's opinion is that when the animal is complete, as long as it was in its mother's womb, the shechita of the mother will work for the child. Everybody agrees that once this child emerges from the mother, and it's at a point that it walks on the ground, even if midaraisa there is no chiv of shechita, then the halacha is that it's going to require shechita to be allowed to eat, at least midrabanan. If part of the animal came out, but not the head, so as we're going to learn the Mishnah, then that shechita, the shechita of the mother, will be sufficient for the baby. But as we're also about to learn, it might not be completely sufficient for anything that was extended from the animal before the shechita was done. So begin the Mishnah. Behemah makasha leilet, an animal that's trying to have birth, and because of the strain of the birth, haitzia uber siyadai, the uber in the fetus in the mother's womb stretched out its arm, v'chsira, and then put it back in, muta b'chila. The halacha is that we will be allowed to eat certainly the mother and the baby, as we're going to see in the Gemara very extensively, a discussion what will be the status of the arm that was extended but went right back in before the shechita was done. Taisi Janta points out that the reason the Mishnah says Behema Makasha is because typically this is what's going to happen when the animal, the mother, is under the stress of giving birth. The Chasam Sofer explains that the reason the Mishnah speaks about a case of Behema Makasha is because we see that the animal, the mother, is under stress. Because we see that the mother is under stress, it's quite likely that the person who sees his animal under distress is going to want to shecht it before it maybe dies and becomes useless. Demiri points out the reason we begin now learning Perek HaBehemah Makasha, because we learned so extensively in the Perek before, Eilu Treifus, about the Hilchos of Treifus, and as we're going to learn, as we're beginning to learn now, sometimes that could be even on part of an animal. That part of the animal will be considered a treifa, and part of the animal will not be considered treifa. So this is a perfect extension of what we learned in the previous perek, where we discussed the halacha of treifa. Now we're extending it to say even part of an animal could be a treifa. Haitzias roisha, but once the uber put out his head, api shechziroi, even though it put it back in before the mother was slaughtered, the halacha is krei yolid, the halacha is its mutter. The Rosh Yosef asks a question. Here, the Gemara says, Hareze kiyolid. And the Mishnah later on, why does Mishnah say Hareze kiyolid? Shouldn't the Mishnah have said that since the animal stuck out its head, it's considered as if it was born already, and the shechita of the mother would no longer be sufficient, and therefore it's asa b'chila. Why doesn't the Mishnah just say asa b'chila? So he answers, because in the Sefer, the Mishnah can't use the word asa b'chila, because in the Sefer, the halacha would be you could do shechita on the baby itself. In the Reisha, you can't do shechita on the baby itself, because the baby is still in the mother's womb. And that's why the Mishnah didn't want to use the words asa b'chila or muta b'chila. In order to have Hotzias Roshoi, Taz and Shach say that it doesn't mean that the entire head emerged from the mother. As long as the forehead of the baby emerged from the other mother, it's considered a rei k'yolod. The Bach says that you have to have, according to them, you don't even have to have all of the forehead. Most of the forehead would be sufficient to be considered born. The Bach says you have to have the entire forehead. And the Rambam also says most of the forehead. And the reason for this halacha is that once the forehead comes out, it's considered, as the Mishnah says, that it was born. And therefore, once it's already born, the halacha of our Mishnah will not longer be applicable, that if it goes, that if it's in the mother's womb, the this, as we've been discussing, will the shechit of the mother be sufficient for the baby? Once it's in the mother's, once it came out, once it was born, obviously this halacha was no longer applicable. Chaytech m'uba shebemeya. If somebody put his hand into the mother's womb and cut off parts of this fetus, muta b'achila. When we do the shechita on the mother, those limbs that were not part connected to the fetus during the time of shechita will not have an issa of eva menachai, because we've been learning, kol b'behema oisu techelu. Anything that's within the body of the mother may be eaten through the shechita of the mother. However, minatchal or minaklayus, if in somebody cut the spleen or the kidneys of the mother, even though those organs are still within the animal, within the mother at the time of shechita, the halacha is that we won't be allowed to eat those organs themselves. And it's very deliberate that the Mishnah specifically spoke about the tchol and the kloyus, the spleen and the kidneys, because those are organs that if they're cut, and in fact, in the previous parak, we learned that the halacha might differentiate if they're completely disconnected versus if they're wounded. But we learned that if they are completely severed, the animal does not become a treifa. Because if organs that were severed are organs that would make the animal a treifa, then the halacha would be, of course, that we would not be allowed to eat. That then the shechita of the mother, of course, would be completely irrelevant. Zaklal. And teaches us the Mishnah. The Mishnah summarizes Zaklal Dava Migufa. Anything that's part of the mother that was cut while the mother's alive, and now you do shechita. Also, we won't be allowed to eat those organs after the shechita. But anything that's she'ena Migufa, anything that's not part of the mother, as we've been discussing, the various parts of the fetus. The halacha is when we do the shechita on the mother, not only is the fetus going to be allowed to be eaten, not only is the uber allowed to be eaten, but even though the parts of the fetus that were cut off will also be allowed to eat it, be eaten. Amar Yehuda Marav, Eva Atzma. So now the discussion of the Gemara is about the organ itself. The organ itself that was extended and then went back in. And now we're shechting the mother. The halacha will tell us that we're allowed to eat the baby, this fetus, this ben pekua, but not that organ. Why? My tama explains the Gemara, the Amakra, because the pasuk says that bas besada treflei sechelu. What the Torah teaches us is that something that's within the mechitza may be eaten, but once it's out of its proper mechitza, then it may not be eaten. And here, Kivish Yotze Basar, once this hand, the case of the Mishnah, was extended outside, so Nasar, it became like a treifa. So the Pashup Shad is that this hand that extended from the mother becomes a treifa and will not be allowed to eat. Others explain that it has the status of Evim Menachai. And of course, the Pashta Nafkamina between this Machloikis, is it considered a treifa? Was it considered Eva Merchai? Would a Ben Noyach be allowed to eat it? Because we know what Allah is. A Ben Noyach may eat a treifa, but a Ben Noyach may not eat Eva Merchai. And that would be the relevance to this machlokes. Ask the Gemara tonight. We just learned in the Mishnah. Behema makasha leilid. If you have a baby that is, if you have a mother that's doing having child having this baby, and the uba stuck at his hand. Isn't that Mishnah saying that not only may we eat the uber, we're even allowed to eat the aver that was stuck out? So how do we understand what we just learned, that aver will not be allowed to be eaten? Says Maloy, we're not referring to that hand. That hand may not be eaten. We're referring to the uber. And the Mishnah is saying that the rest of that fetus that did not emerge from its mother will be allowed to eat. Ask the Gemara, uber, if we're focusing on the fetus, my area chsira. What's the focus about the hand? I feel like chsira. It has nothing to do with the hand sticking out or not. What is critical is that since that uber, as we've been learning over and over, were in the mother's womb, and the halacha ben pekua says that the shechita of the mother is effective for the baby, for the uber as well. Answers the Gemara, absolutely. Who did afgav the loyach sira? The halach is that the hand doesn't make a difference. It was brought back into the body. It was not brought back in the body. The fetus was in the mother's womb all along, and therefore the shechita of the mother will be effective for the baby. Just either to come by listening safer, as we learned the second part of the Mishnah, which taught us that haitzis roshav pishach zira, that once the forehead emerged, then the fetus is considered tarezik kiyolut. It's considered as if the fetus was born. Tananami ereshav zira. So that's why the Mishnah uses same wording in the sefer, even though there's really nothing that chzira is irrelevant. Ask the Gemara, the sefer ma'akamashmon. So according to this, what is the sefer coming to teach us? The kivin the yotze roisha, once the head emerged, have laid it. Consider as if if it was born, and then the halachas that we're talking about are irrelevant. The kim of the yotzer rosh avleida, it's considered born, and the shechita of the mother will no longer be sufficient for the baby. Ask the Gemara, but that halacha that once the head comes out, it's considered born. Tanina, that we have already learned because the Mishnah Masechet Bechoris speaks about a bechor, and when the halacha speaks about a bechor, there are actually two parts to that, the two parts to that halacha. One part is regarding Yerusha. We know that a Bechor gets Pishnayim. The other area where it's relevant to is for Pidyon HaBen, that if the child is born in a proper fashion, it's born with a natural childbirth, so that Bechor is a Bechor for Pidyon HaBen. So now says the Mishnah, Masechet Bechoris, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, Eiz Bechor Nachla, which type of a child is considered a Bechor as far as Hilchos Yerusha, but ain't a Bechor Kohanim, but is not a Bechor as far as Hilchos Pidyon HaBen. Haba Acha Nefalim, if child that was born first did not survive, Api Sharosh Sharosh Chai, even though the first child, the Nefil, when the head emerged, he was still alive, Oy ben Teisha, or if even he came to full term, but Yotzer Rosh, when his head merged, he's dead. In these two cases, that child is not considered a Bechor for Yerusha, since it wasn't a viable child, because the halacha is that when is somebody considered a Bechor Lenachla, somebody is considered a Bechor Lenachla, somebody, Sha'aviv Dovavalov, that the father grieves over him, and that's the first child that the father grieved over. If a child did not emerge in any way as a healthy, viable child, he's not considered the first child as far as Bechor for Yerusha is concerned. Tama, but what do we see from here? The Rosh Shemes, the why is that first child that had emerged not considered the Bechor? Because when his head emerged, he was already dead. HaRosh HaChai, had his head emerged when he was alive, HaBachar, the second Shah, Bechor Nachlo Nami Lahavi, would not be considered the Bechor even as far as Hilchus Yerusha is concerned. Because since the first child at least came out with his head while he was alive, he's considered the first child. So we see that Leda, birth, is connected to the head emerging. And if you want to answer, Ashmin and Ba'adam, the Mishnah over there is coming to teach us, the Mishnah Mechath Bechoris is speaking about a human being. Kamashmalot, and our Mishnah is teaching by Behema, Dodim Behema La Yalif, and the Mishnah, we need two Mishnayis, one Mishnah by an animal and one Mishnah by a person, because Ain Proizel Behema, because the physical makeup of a human female versus the physical makeup of an animal are not the same. A woman has a canal, and therefore, when he emerges his head, it's not so noticeable because it's still passing through the canal, not by an animal. Says the Gemara, the behemah mi adam layalfa. And then we can't learn the halacha of a behemah from a person, the chasha perts upon him today, because by a human being, his head is much more significant because he has a face. An animal doesn't. Hanamitanina says we could learn that from a Mishnah and Daf Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph. The Mishnah over there teaches us that shilya, that's the sack in which the fetus finds itself in its mother's womb. Shiyotzim Miktsasa, that partially emerged from the mother, and then you do shchita on the mother, asur bechila. We may not eat the shilya because we can't automatically consider the shilya as a ben pekua, because we have to be concerned that maybe in that sack that emerged from the mother was the head. And as we've been learning throughout our shir, that once the head emerges, it's considered a leida. And the Mishnah says, Simen Vlad Beisha, Kach Simen Vlad Behema. And the Mishnah over there says, whatever is considered as if there was a birth by an animal is the same by a person. So we see the same halacha. So the Gemara makes its point. Yan Bishlamer Zira, Reisha Dafka. If we're going to say that the Mishnah is coming to teach us, not like Rav teaches us, and the Mishnah is teaching us that if the animal brought bath its hand into the mother before Shechita, so now we could understand that that's what that's and becomes mutter. So that's why that's a huge chiddush in our Mishnah. And then we could say the next thing in the Mishnah about the head coming out representing a birth, which is not really a chiddush, was mentioned because of the first thing in the Mishnah. Eli Amrit, if we're going to pass like Rav, that says that that hand that emerged will never be mutter, because the hand will never be mutter, and the uber will always be mutter. So v'loy, and when the Mishnah said chazir is that dafka, lomeli l'misna klal, what was it necessary to mention? Answers the Gemara, Rav answers as follows. Loilam uber, our Mishnah that teaches us, we're talking about the fetus, and the uber may be eaten even if you didn't bring back the hand. The uber that's in the mother's stomach is maybe eaten. What is the Mishnah could tell me to teach us? The Mishnah is coming to teach us the place where the hand is attached to the rest of the body. And that hand, as we learned, emerged from the body. And since that hand emerged from the body, the question is, how much of that hand may I not eat? The halacha is that if the hand did not go back into the womb, so not only may the hand not be eaten, but we also may not eat the place where the hand attaches to the body. But if it went back in, we may not eat the hand, but we're going to be allowed to eat the place that it's attached to the body. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us, that the question is, as we've been learning in our shir, behemah, behemah, there's a special heter that we speak about, the ben pekua, and the question is, how far does that heter extend? And the Gemara is differentiating between where the hand went back into the mother's womb versus when the hand did not, versus when the hand did not go back into the womb. So Rabbi Huda has been teaching us that if it sticks the hand out, the leg, that what was stuck out, will not be allowed to be eaten. Because once it left bas besada trefa, once it leaves its mother's womb, then the shechita cannot be worked for it. So the question that comes up, why would be the halacha if the baby was born and would do shechita on the baby? Will that help for that leg that emerged? The Rambam seems to have the opinion that that leg that became usur at that point will be usur forever. The Rashba disagrees, and the Rashba holds that even if the fetus was born before the shechita, and then we shech the baby, so even though the shechita of the mother, as we're learning, is not going to be adequate for this hand, but if we're doing a shechita on the baby, then it'll work even for this hand that protruded. Says the Gemara Toshima, says the Gemara. So again, we're learning what is the status of the hand that went back in. Toshima Behemah Mekash related. Again, the case that we're speaking about. And Hoitzi Ubes Yod Vechzira V'akach Shachres Imai Muta Bachila. Shachres Imai, but if you shechted the mother V'akach Azira, but then only afterwards did it put back its hand, Os Bachila. Hoitzi Siyada, if the Uber stuck at its hand V'chotcha, and he cut it off, Akach Shachres Imai, Shebechutz Tamei, the part that went out, it's considered Eivim Menachai. Eivim Menachai is considered like an Avela, and it's Osir. Shebefnim, the part that remained inside the animal, is completely Tar and Mutter, it's 100% kosher. Shacharas Imai, if you shechted the mother, Vakach Chatchai, and then only afterwards did the cut off the hand, Habasir of the mother and the baby and the Uber are all Tamei with Magen Avela. Because now that the animal, both the mother and the fetus, are dead, so they get the status of being an oichel. We know, as we discussed in many shiurim, something which is an oichel is able to be makabel tumah, and therefore this aver, this hand that's attached to it, will be spread the tumah. Divrei Rameya. Chacham Aimrim, come say that this aver that's stuck out is not in the category of aver menachai. There's metama, it's in the category of a trefa, which is not metama. But now getting back to what the issue at hand, says the Gemara, Tanimiya Bereisha, we learned in the Reisha, Hoitzi is Obes Yada, if the Obes stuck at its hand, Vechzir, and then puts it back in, and only afterwards, Vakach Shachet Imai, only afterwards do we shech the mother, Motabai Chila. What, my love, doesn't the Bryce mean to say that if the hand went back in before, if the hand went back in before we shechted the mother, isn't that coming to teach us that the aver is muta b'chila? Says the Gemara, loy. It's referring to the uber itself. The uber itself is muta b'chila, and the hand going out is not considered like the head coming out, that it would be considered that the uber was already born, that the shechita of the mother should work for it. Ea uber, asked the Gemara, if that's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us, Ema Sefer, if that's what the Braisa is coming to teach us, ask the Gemara, let's continue learning the Braisa. Shachra Sima, if you shechted the mother, and then Vakach Ziroi, Yasu Bachila. The Uber, if the Braisa is speaking about the Uber, why should it be Osir? It was inside the mother at the time of Shechita. And if it was inside the mother at the time of Shechita, it should be Mutter. Says the Gemara, what the Mishnah is coming to teach us, the point of here of the Braisa is to speak about the area where this hand is connected to the fetus. To teach us that then. But the Uber would take be mutter. Any asked the Gemara, kiyos avimi, bebechazoi, os vaisnasnis biyodai, and the Braisa refers to the Pasuk in the Torah that says, "V'chob eim apresses pasah, v'shesah shesah shtei parosus malas ger bebehema oisa techelu." And from this pasuk, we learn that a uber that's found in its mother, that we learned halacha of an uber that's found in its mother's womb, that halacha is coming to teach us that uber may be eaten. And he explains that the word that the Torah says, parsa, hechzir, if it stuck its one, if it stuck at both hands, and then parsa stuck back in one, echoil, a process, and if it stuck at two hands, two legs, and put it back, echoil, my laugh, hechzir parsa, isn't it coming to teach us, echoil a parsa, if you're allowed to eat it, and if both were stuck and went back in, that you're allowed to eat it. Isn't this clearly an indication, says the Gemara, contrary to what Rav taught us as we began our shir? Isn't this contrary to what we began our shir with Rav saying that we'll never be allowed to eat this hand? Hit says we're going to be allowed to eat the hand. Loi. It's the Mishnah's come, the Brice is coming to teach us, Hichsa Parsa, if it put back its foot that had stuck out, we're going to be allowed to eat the Uber. Uber, ask the Gemara, if that's what the Brice is coming to teach us, so my area Hichser. The Brice doesn't have to tell us whether it stuck it back in or not. I feel loy Hichser, even if it didn't stick it back in, that locha would be dami, that it's mutter, because that Uber never emerged from the mother. Amram Nech Mayitzchak, again, as we devil in learning, Lamacha Chatach, that if it stuck its hand back in, the place where it's attached to the rest of the fetus will be allowed to eaten. If it didn't stick it back in, that won't be allowed to be eaten. Ask the Gemara for a trei konosvelei, the two pasukim that teaches us that this halacha. The pasuk says parsa and prasais. Why should the pasuk have to teach us the same halacha twice? Isn't the fact that we have two pasukim? One is lahatir. One is coming to teach us that the aver, that if the hand went back in before the shechita, it's mutter. And one is, if it didn't go back in, what halacha is the place where it's attached. Loi. Says the Gemara, the reason the Torah says the word twice is for a different purpose. The halacha will always be that only the uber is mutter, and the hand is always also whether it went back into the mother or not. The reason we have two psukim of parasa is for a different purpose altogether. Chad l'makim chatach. One is to teach us this halacha we're talking about, where the hand is, where the leg is attached to the body, and one is to come to teach us l'kolot, that if the uber does not have split hooves, but the mother is a meipara, but the mother is a regular cow, and it's come to teach us a leave of Rav Shimon, what Rav Shimon taught us, that Rav Shimon kolot ben para, if there's a baby who doesn't have split hooves, that is the child of a regular cow, it's usur. And hanimili, when is that halach apply? The yotzalavir oilam. If you have a cow, and then that cow had a baby without split hooves, Torah says that we're not allowed to eat that baby, even though we know it clearly emerged from a kosher mother. If we're referring to a situation of a ben pekua, that we shechted the mother, and then when we shecht the mother, we find inside a baby, and we find that baby inside the mother's womb is a baby that does not have split hooves, here it's a new halacha. It's not because we're relying that this is an independent kosher animal. The reason we're allowed to eat the baby is because the shechita of the mother covers the baby as well. Says the Gemara, Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ula in the name of Rabbi Yochanan clearly disagrees with Rav. And he says that the aver that emerged but went back in, mutter, is mutter. Amar Rehuda Ula, but Rehuda Satul of Rav Shmuel Damar Tavayu, have we not just learned that both Rav and Shmuel tell us, Eva Atzmai Asur? So it says, so I saw the Mefarshim point out, the Sefer Pnei Arya points out, why earlier did the Gemara not say that this is also the opinion of Shmuel? Only now are we learning that this is the opinion of Shmuel. So he explains that we have a rule that whenever we have a question of Issa v'Heter, like our Sugya, the halacha is like Rav. And therefore, once he was saying that this is the way Rav paskened, there was no reason to say that Shmuel held this way as well. But now, Ula brought the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. And we know that when we have a machlokes Rav versus Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. So yes, Rav says that we'll never be allowed to eat that leg that emerged. But Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. So why? How did Ula prove that the halacha still remains Rav? Because Ula now says that it wasn't just Rav who holds this way. It's also Shmuel who holds that way. So it turns out that Rabbi Yochanan is arguing against Rav and Shmuel. Even though the halacha, when we have a machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, but that's not when we have Rabbi Yochanan versus Rav and Shmuel. There, the halacha will be like Rav and Shmuel. And that's what the Gemara says. Amalei Yudal Ula, for Rav and Shmuel Amit Tavayu, Eva Atzmai Asr. Amalei, Sula says to Rabbi Yudal, Man Yavlem Afra, the Rav and Shmuel, Umelinim Afrei. Who would give us even from the dust of their kvarim where they're buried, and will put it on our eye? And I saw that there were those that had a minig, that they would, when they would visit the grave of a tzaddik, they would kiss the earth where they're buried, based on this Gemara. Ella, says the Gemara, even though he's so praised and recognized who Rav and Shmuel were, he says, Hakol, anything that the Torah speaks about a mechitza, hay b'chlal, and it went out of the mechitza, the Torah HaKadosh says, bas b'sad treifa le'sachelu. The Torah HaKadosh says that if they leave their mechitza, they're aser. Where was this said? On the day of the Chanukah HaMishkan, they brought a carbon chatzos. And the Torah tells us an episode where Moshe Rabbeinu was upset at Aaron and his children for burning that carbon chatzos. And he said to them, Hey, lehuvas dama kaj panima. He says, why did you burn it? And as the Gemara explains in Masechta Pesachim, Moshe Rabbeinu said, if it didn't go outside of the Azara, because if it went outside the Azara, I could understand that even if it came back to the Azara, you have to burn it. So what do we learn from here? That we learn that anything, why do we learn from the word bas basad the trefa? Part of the kosov kavachatish yotze chutz lemetzkitzasai v'chazu she'asura. So what we see from here, that there's a special rule by carbon chatas, that if it goes out of its mechitza, it's like a trefa. I've come milik even the adushari, and that's why if this hand went back in, then it would be mutter. So of course the question is, the Ramban asked this question, so this is halacha by chatas, how are we comparing it to what we're learning here? So he says that the halacha is that the halacha of going out of the mechitza, we know from treifa, from the pasuk of bas basad the treifa leisachelu. So there's no need to teach us this din, only to teach us the din that we're learning, that if the hand goes back in, it's mutter. Ask the Gemara, on the other hand, may say, the pasuk says, bas basad the treifa leisachelu, ma tam leimer. What is the pasuk teaching us? It could have just said, bas basad leitechelu, lefishim matzinu. Since the halacha teaches b'maisa sheni b'bechurim, that the halacha is that they have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Shafpi shiyotzu chutz mitzosan. If somebody brought maisa sheni b'bechurim into Yerushalayim, and then they take it out of Yerushalayim, the chazru, and then they brought back into Yerushalayim mutarim, they now may be eaten. Yochel avzeh, so we would think that if the uber sticks out its hand, that it should be mutar if it goes back in. Tamalai metreifa, that it's asr. Ask the Gemara my Talmuda, how do we learn this? Asked the Gemara. How does the word treifa teach us the halacha that if the hand went out and then goes back in, it's asur? Amar Rava, ketreifa. Because what the pasuk means to teach us is treat it like a treifa. Ma treifa. Just so when we speak about a treifa, the halacha is kivish nutrifa shav ein loy heter. Once it became a treifa, the halacha is it doesn't become kosher. And this becomes extremely relevant halachas that we discussed extensively in our previous parak. We're used to thinking of a treifa as an animal with a specific ailment, with a serious ailment, and that's why it's considered a treifa. But here, and therefore, one might conclude that if the animal gets better, then it's no longer considered a treifa. But what we learn from here is that treifa is not connected to a medical condition. Treifa is considered a status. And once an animal has the status of a trefa, so we see that once the hand went out of the womb, even though it went back in, it's going to be usur. And therefore, Ula, who said that if it went back in before the shechita of the mother, that shechita will help for the hand as well, Tiyufta is clearly refuted. Amamar. So Gemara quotes, we just learned in the Brayis, Lefishim etzin v'maisha sheni u'bekurim, that the halacha is that if they go out of Yerushalayim, we clearly may not eat them when they're outside of Yerushalayim. When they come back in, they may be eaten. Ask the Gemara, Hechem etzin, exactly where do we find this halacha? Says the Gemara, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, L'sucha lecha b'sherecha masa d'goncha v'tirashcha v'tzerecha v'karis b'karach v'tzoncha v'chol d'recha shetida v'nevesecha trumas yedecha. And what the Torah says, b'sherecha, outside Yerushalayim, where we live, hu d'loitechel, may these foods not be eaten. Yotza chutz mitzason, but if they went out, v'chazu mutarim. Says the Gemara, b'marava, so the way we've been learning till now, the machloikas of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, is if the leg went out, and then it went back into the body before the shechita. According to Rav, the shechita will not help for that leg, because that leg became like a trefa. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's mutter. But says the Gemara, but Marava mas nahacha. Marava learned, they learned the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan somewhat differently. Rav ama yesh leid lavarim. The aver that came out of the womb is considered like was born. And therefore, since the halacha considers it as if it was born, then the halacha is that the shechita of the mother cannot help for it. Rabbi Yochanan ain't leid lavarim. If that aver emerged and then it goes back in, then the halacha will be that it's mutter. Ask the Gemara, my benayu. We've had two different versions. The Gemara just identified two different versions on how to understand the machlokes of Rav or Rabbi Yochanan. What is the praktamina? Says the Gemara, ik benayu lemeis miit eva shebefnim. What's the halacha if part of the eva, most of the eva went in, went out, and not the rest? If so, the halacha is according to the first version. If most of the eva went out, the halacha is what went out will be usur, and what remained inside, even though it's most of that eva, but what's inside will be mutter, because it's not considered, it's not connected to the issue of leida. According to the second version, as soon as most of that eva went out, it's considered as if it's born, and therefore even the part of the eva that remained inside, it will be mutter. Ibai will not ask the following question. The divrei ayma ein leida lavarim. What would be the halacha if the uber put out its hand and then put it back? And then it did it with the next leg. And it did this individually. But by the time we finish reviewing everything that happened here, most of the uber emerged from the mother. What would be the halacha? Mirin, hanafikli rabba. Months of the uber came out, and therefore, the shechita of the mother will be not helpful. Or do we say, since it went back in, so that's all that counts. And since this went back in, and when the next one went out, the other one's back in, we don't see it as rife. And continues the Gemara, that once it went back in, what it went out before is irrelevant. It's not just that it stuck out its hand. After it stuck out the hand, they cut it off. Then they did it with the next hand. And as this baby is doing this, and it's sticking out parts of its body, they're being cut off. Now, do we look at all these parts that emerged from the mother and were cut? And we look at this entire pile that's in front of us, and we see hanafik leruba, that most of it came out. A duma, to be considered roiv, we need roiv of bas achs b'inam. Toshma. So Gemara wants to answer this question from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, zaklav, dava shumigufa, if anything is part of the mother and it was cut, asr, then that will remain asr even if we do a shechita on the mother. However, sh'ein megufa, something that's not part of the mother, mutter. Shen Gufa, and asked him, what is the Mishnah coming to teach us with this Allah halacha? Lav lasui mai, lav lasui kai gavna, the case that we just identified, that piece by piece stock came out and you cut it. And the question is, that's still not considered roiv because it didn't all come out at the same time. Loi, says the word, that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. It's coming to teach us the case of kolot b'mei parah, that the child that's in the womb of the mother does not have split hooves, and it's going, I'll leave it to Rav Shimon. Davka Adam Rav Shimon kolot ben parah asur, that if a kosher animal had a child that doesn't have split hooves, you may not eat that child. When is that halacha apply if that child was born and completely born? So even though it had a fully kosher mother, it will not be kosher. But the Mishnah is teaching us that if when you're shechting the mother, you find a baby without split hooves, then it's shari. Then it would be mutter. And this could be used to explain the question that we began our shiur with. If we say that the shechita of the mother is also effective for the shechita of the baby, but this baby is a non-kosher animal, it doesn't have split hooves. But if we're saying that the fetus that's found in the mother's womb, a whole new halacha, that the fetus that's found in the mother's womb doesn't need shechita, that's why even though it's a kolot, it doesn't have split hooves, and normally an animal to be allowed to be eaten has to have split hooves, that's when it's a regular animal. This is not a regular animal. It's just part of the mother, and anything that's part of the mother, the shechita of the mother, is fine, and it doesn't even need shechita because it's not considered an independent animal. That would be part of the discussion that we began with. How do we look at the halacha ben pekuah?